Governor Pence announced today that they have requested a secretarial disaster declaration for some of the folks here in Indiana. Talk to me a little bit about the details and what we know at this point.
Yes, Megan. Earlier last week, we had a state emergency board meeting where we convened USDA agencies and partner agencies such as the State Department of Agriculture and Purdue University and reviewed the reports that our county offices have been collecting over the last several months on this unprecedented rainfall and flooding in various areas across the state, and decided at that point to move forward with requesting a secretarial disaster designation for counties. So I worked very closely with Ted McKinney with the State Department of Agriculture and his team, as well as the governor and lieutenant governor's offices, and really wanted to do something jointly, and so that's the announcement that was made today that we have requested 53 counties in the state of Indiana.
Now, there was a threshold that had to be met or exceeded. Can you talk a little bit about that and the number of counties that were at that number?
Absolutely. In terms of in order to request and receive a secretarial designation, at least 30% of a crop in a county had to have been estimated to have been lost. And so certainly for Indiana, that's our corn and soybean crop. But we also have specialty crops that were impacted as well that was a part of that designation. So we had 50 counties that actually met that 30% threshold. And then we had some reports from counties for kind of boots on the ground reports and surveys that the county offices did in conjunction with their county emergency boards that we also requested the three additional counties. So all in all, 53 counties, and ultimately now it's up to Secretary Vilsack and his team in Washington to evaluate the data and ultimately come back to the state of Indiana with their decision on whether to declare these counties a secretarial disaster.
If the disaster declaration is received, what does that mean for producers and farmers in those areas that were affected?
Well, certainly at this point, what that means for producers is that they would be eligible for low-interest emergency loans for that commodity that was impacted. So that is what we at the Farm Service Agency will be able to offer producers later on this growing season if, in fact, a secretarial is realized for the state of Indiana. We also know that, producers in past years have also received some additional assistance from congressional action. So we certainly wanted to be proactive in the event Congress would act here in the Midwest areas, like various states here in the Midwest that have been impacted, to make sure that producers are have that safety net in place if and when Congress would decide to do anything over and above what is already in the 2014 Farm Bill.
The request went in this week. When are you expecting, and when is the state is expecting to hear back regarding a decision?
We know the Midwestern states and states out west are actually impacted with forest fires and fires in general, and the Midwest has been impacted with flooding. So we know our national office is saturated with those kinds of requests, but we have been in contact with them. We're hoping that we have an answer in the next week or so that is a part of our discussions probably during the Indiana State Fair. We are closely monitoring it from USDA standpoint and providing any additional documentation that the national office would request from us and from our county. So, we're hoping soon. In order to alleviate any concerns that producers that would need that kind of assistance, that they would be entitled to it as soon as possible.